It's finally official. Trucking giant Yellow has declared bankruptcy. Welcome back to the business news headlines, this time for Monday, the 7th day of August. Thanks for being here, everybody. In other news, Middle East oil cuts and what the impact will be on you. Speaking of you, you are opting to dine out earlier than pre-pandemic, and how we know. Fast food customers shun eating in and opt to take out. That's why there's been a big surge in drive-through. Tyson Foods to close several processing facilities. We'll tell you why they're doing that. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Campbell's Soup is diversifying yet again, proving it's not always good to have all your soup in one pot. Sorry. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful as always that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. On Twitter or X, you can find us at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Well, it finally happened this past Sunday as trucking giant Yellow Freight declared bankruptcy. The Associated Press is reporting that the Chapter 11 bankruptcy comes just 3 years after Yellow received $700 million in pandemic-era loans from the federal government. While a Chapter 11 filing is used to restructure debt while operations continue, Yellow, like other trucking companies in recent years, will liquidate, and the U.S. will join other creditors unlikely to recover funds extended to the company. Yellow fell into severe financial stress after a long stretch of poor management and strategic decisions dating back decades. Now, former Yellow customers and shippers may face higher prices as they take their business to competitors, including FedEx or ABF Freight. The experts say that Yellow historically offered the cheapest price points in the industry, so yeah, expect to pay more. At one point, Yellow had some 30,000 employees, including 22,000 drivers with the Teamsters Union. As we recently reported, Saudi Arabia is scaling back its oil production in an effort to lift oil prices. The AP is reporting that Saudi state-run oil giant Aramco reported $30 billion in second quarter profit, and that is nearly a 40% decline from the same period the previous year. The company attributed that to lower oil prices. Total sales stood at just over $106 billion, down from $150 billion in the second quarter of last year. In an earnings report filed with the Saudi Stock Exchange, Aramco said the decrease mainly reflected the impact of lower crude oil prices and weakening refining and chemicals margins. The company reported net income of $30 billion compared to $48 billion in the second quarter of 2022. That's a decline, by the way, of 37.8%. Aramco, however, revised its dividend paid out to investors to $29.3 billion compared to $18.8 billion in the second quarter of last year. The performance-based dividend is partly based on the company's record earnings of last year, it said. As for you, what's the impact? Yeah, look for higher fuel prices. The Dow had a great day, bouncing back from 4 days of losses. Those numbers from today coming at you in just a bit. Another change post-pandemic is that you are dining out earlier than before COVID closed restaurants. The Associated Press is reporting that Open Table is seeing some remarkable adjustments to dining out. For example, there was a surge of early dinner dining during the pandemic that is largely carried out even after the pandemic has gone away. That 5 p.m. to or 6 p.m. slot is now most popular, whereas before, the 7 p.m. slot was really the most coveted. So, what do you think's going on? Think work from home. Before the pandemic, folks were in the office Monday through Friday, and perhaps you'd leave at 5:30 and hit the restaurant. Well, now maybe you're fully remote, and you've been in your apartment or your house for a whole day, and you can't wait to get the opportunity to get dressed up and go out. So, the earlier dining gets a boost. And many people have gotten used to going online to book a reservation rather than calling ahead or just walking in. Yeah, indeed, the pandemic changed so much of what we do. In yet another restaurant story, it seems that folks who eat at fast food restaurants are not staying inside to gobble down their burger. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that dine-in customers now represent less than 10% of visits in most U.S. McDonald's restaurants, all of that according to chain franchisees. And that compares with around a quarter of domestic sales before the COVID-19 pandemic. Across U.S. fast food chains, diners ate 14% of their orders at a restaurant in the first 5 months of this year. That was less than 21% before the pandemic. And in June of this year, diners ate 14% of their fast food orders in the restaurant dining room, compared with 22% back in 2015. So how do fast food operators look at this trend? In a word, loving it. Owners serving the bulk of their orders to go found that they were more profitable and efficient to run, needing less maintenance work and staff. And that is why you've seen an increase in drive-through construction at many big-name fast food locations. Yeah, now you know. In an effort to lower costs, meatpacking giant Tyson Foods is closing 4 chicken processing facilities. The AP is reporting that the plants being closed are located in North Little Rock, Arkansas, Cordon, Indiana, Dexter, Missouri, and Noel, Missouri. Tyson said that it will shift production to other facilities and halt operations at the 4 plants in the first 2 quarters of fiscal 2024. Back in May, Tyson posted a surprise loss in its second quarter and cut its sales forecast due to the cost of plant closures and layoffs. Tyson has been trying to cut costs over the past several months. It closed its corporate offices in Chicago and South Dakota late last year and has consolidated its workforce in Arkansas. In March, it announced the closure of 2 plants in Arkansas and in Virginia in order to better use available capacity at other facilities. Well, it was a big day for the Dow. The blue chips closed up by 407 points, breaking a 4-day slide, and finished the day at 35,473. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ picked up 85 points to end the trade at 13,994, and the S&P 500 gained 40 points to close at 45.18. The biggest contributors to the rise in the blue chips were stocks from Amgen, Boeing, United Healthcare, and Johnson & Johnson. By the way, West Texas Intermediate crude was down a bit to close around $82.50 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this is about not having only soup in your pot. Bloomberg is reporting that Campbell's Soup is reaching into the pasta aisle. The iconic food company has agreed to pay $2.7 billion in an acquisition of Sovos Brands, that's the parent company of Rao's, pizza sauces, and prepared meals. The deal, which also includes Sovos's popular Nosa yogurt brand, is expected to close in December and could help steady Campbell's revenue, which has plunged by nearly 11% year over year. At the same time, Sovos has experienced rapid growth and reached a $1.3 billion valuation following its IPO back in 2021. And this isn't the first time Campbell's has made a conglomerate deal. Back in 2018, the company also bought snack maker Snyder's-Lance, that time for $6 billion. Hey, and that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Jap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.